Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Profs. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today I'm speaking with Charlene Lee, one of the leading voices in the area of social computing and Web 2.0 for Forrester Research, and a recent author of a book called Groundswell, along with her colleague, Josh Bernhoff. So welcome to the podcast, Charlene.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, so today we're going to dive into Charlene's book, Groundswell. So, Charlene, in the book, you talk a lot about the social technographics ladder. Is it fair to say that every company's ambition is to get to the top of that ladder and become a content creator? Or, you know, maybe put it another way, should every company have a proactive social media strategy?
Yeah, I think every company does need to have a social media strategy, primarily because their customers are using them. And so one of the key things here isn't that you want to aim to get all of your customers to be at the top of that ladder. In fact, many of them won't make it there. They won't be creators. But they are active spectators. They're reading blogs. They're participating in discussion forums, listening to podcasts. They're watching video. And most likely, your company, your products, your services are being discussed. And so you can say that you don't want to be a participant in it, but the fact of the matter is your brand, your products are already being out there. So you better at least start listening to what the groundswell is saying about you.
Great. No, I totally agree. Now, if that's the case, you know, where and how should companies, or where do you suggest companies get started when it comes to social media?
It's the most basic and easiest thing you can do is to start listening to what your customers are saying. I go out and do a lot of speaking with clients and at conferences, and I ask people how many of you are actually monitoring what's going on out there. And typically, a couple hands go up. It should be everybody. These are your customers talking about you. They're praising you. They're complaining about you. You really need to know what they're saying and bring that back into the organization.
I'm surprised that only a couple, quite frankly. You know, you would think it would be more. Obviously, not all. But at this stage of the game, you know, more than a couple, right?
Right. And typically they think, oh, somebody else is doing that. Oh, somebody in market research is sort of paying attention to that. And I feel that social media strategies should be core to pretty much everybody's job. If you think about it, you want to listen to your customers all the time through many different channels, and you talk to them and you listen to them in so many different ways. So listening to your customers, sometimes it is through technology. Sometimes it's just from interacting with them on the store floor. But every employee has a job to do that. And the social tools that are out there make it really easy for you to listen at scale with almost no cost, frankly. You can use Google search. You can use Technorati tools, free tools that allow you to really monitor what's going on.
Right. Now, I noted in your book in the chapter around listening that you put forward two strategies. First being begin brand monitoring, and the second, setting up a private community like through a community space or networked insights. But do you really feel a community play is right for every size company? Could it just be a blog rather than a full-blown community?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, a blog is one of those things that is a multi-useful tool. You can use it for so many different things. So you could put out a position, a thought, and then listen to what people say to you with comments. I find that a lot of companies are very hesitant to set up a blog because there's finding the voice, finding the person, the commitment to it, having to moderate comments, that they don't want to do that. And in many ways, a private community, it could just be a small community, 100 people, 400 people, or it could be just one that you go in and sort of borrow in the way that Networked Insights does it for you. There are many different ways and providers out there who do this. But again, it's not the right thing for every company. One of the things we set out in the book is that you need to start thinking about your objectives first. So, for example, listening. What do you want to accomplish with listening? Is it just to figure out what people are saying in general? Or do you really want to get some of those really deep insights, in which case a private community would make a lot of sense?
So, okay, let's switch gears from listening and move up the chain a little bit towards engaging in the groundswell. What's your advice when it comes to handling content creation from an organizational structure to support the groundswell around social media?
Yeah, when it comes to creating content, one of the biggest questions is who's going to be responsible for it? Is it somebody in marketing? Is it the product managers? And my point is that it's not so much a title or department head. that is the right place to think about this. It's the person who is most passionate about speaking to the groundswell, speaking to the people who want to engage with you. And you typically know who that person is. It could be somebody in customer support who's always taking the side of the customer, is saying, you know, we should be doing this with the customer, talking to them about this, giving them more information. You want to put that person at the front of the efforts in terms of engaging that groundswell. That passion just can't be trained into somebody. And if you have somebody who already has that passion, wants to develop that relationship, by all means, give them a chance and give them the training on what they can and can't say.
Yeah, that's very good advice, because it may not be the person that you think it might be coming from a marketing aspect or even a customer advocacy perspective. You know, it could be someone, even an engineer within the organization, that might have that kind of a passion to get out there and speak with customers.
Right.
So taking things even a step further, now how do you go about energizing the groundswell? What's your advice when it comes to activating word of mouth?
Well, energizing is one of those things where you let people do the selling for you. It's so you're really talking about taking your most passionate fans, the people who are just so passionate about your products and services, they can't help but talk about it. And you need to give them something to talk about. You need something to spark it. And good viral campaigns start with you tapping into that passion. And one of my favorite examples of this is Jeep. They have a Facebook page which basically looks like an ad. It doesn't do anything to really spark the passion that is behind all these Jeep owners who have joined the Facebook group. But if you've ever met a Wrangler owner, they wave to each other when they pass the road. And there's sort of this inside club thing, and they really get into it. And why couldn't they create a little widget that waves at people and then use that to go and become much more viral to support the Wrangler owners? So the issue, I think, here is going back to what really drives that passion and tapping into that passion of your fans and fanning up that waves. And again, it's that relationship to say, how can I, what would they want from me? It's even simply just asking them in the listening phase of your strategy to what is it that your fans want? And typically it's, I want more stuff to show that I'm passionate about Jeep. So I can show my, make it a badge, show on my page, having a Jeep drive across my profile when people log into it, whatever it is, that will really tie them much closer to you, but also adding a viral component to that so they can share that information.
Now, since you speak to so many marketers out there, what pitfalls are you talking to them about when it comes to social media?
One of the biggest ones is that people do not have a strategy when it comes to social media, which is why we wanted to write the book. We see a lot of point solutions going out there, people putting out a blog here, discussion forum there, and a social network over here. And when we go and ask them, oh, these are nice, you know, okay implementations, they don't have a lot of energy, what's your purpose in this? What's your objective? And they really don't have a very clear idea. And they said, well, we wanted to be in Web 2.0. We wanted to be out there. That's not a good enough objective. So we laid out the five objectives in the book. You can listen, talk, energize, support, and embrace your customers. And there are some technologies that do that work really well for each of these things. But, for example, like blogs and discussion forums, you can use them for many, many different objectives. We really encourage people to start with the objectives first, figure out what they want to do, what kind of relationship they want to build with their customers, and then think about what technologies can support that, not the other way around.
Totally agree. Well, thank you for joining me today, Charlene. I really appreciate your time, and I also really enjoyed the book, which is available at Amazon.com, by the way. Also, don't forget to check out and start following the Groundswell blog as well. For our listeners, it's also your turn. Please let us know what you're doing to help your company embrace the groundswell or any challenges that you're having embracing the groundswell. Charlene and I will be glad to keep this conversation going with you online. We will be back again next week with another podcast, and thank you very much for listening.